Hanover Square Press and Harper Audio present The Last Gifts of the Universe, a novel by Riley August. Performed by Robin Holdaway, Aisha Antoine, and Chris Thompson.
Chapter 1. You would think that while flying against a backdrop of foreign dying stars, the last thing I'd have to worry about would be cat vomit. But lo, Pumpkin has violently expelled his hastily eaten breakfast. He sits there in the viewport of my cabin, grooming himself while I smack a cat vomit removal gel pad on the plush little rug next to my bed. The pad sucks in around the mess, locking in the scent before dissolving. Vomit first, then gel pad. It leaves the room smelling like pine, a tree I've never seen in my life. I tap the rug with my foot to make sure it's dry. "You little shit," I say, and Pumpkin pauses mid-lick, his pink tongue curled against his foot. He blinks at me, and then it's back to cleaning himself. Pumpkin is smart enough to vomit in the toilet like the rest of us. He simply seems to go primal every now and then, as if to say, "But I'm an animal, remember?" Once, my brother, Kieran, put a prototype translator collar on Pumpkin. No less than 10 colorful and vulgar demands from him for treats later, we decided it had been an unwise decision and removed it within the day. It's hard not to see every slight the cat has committed since as revenge. Vomit dealt with, I plop back down at my desk, but it's futile. I'm distracted now, on top of Ansi, and the recompilation I triggered just before Pumpkin's act of defiance has turned up nothing new. It's not the computer's fault. The first and only cache we picked up in this cluster is simply bunk. It took half a day to decrypt and then turned out to be so irreversibly damaged that the data print amounted to wingdings. This is the reality of archivist work. Most data caches we find, when we find them at all, and when they're undamaged enough to actually use, are mathematical proofs for theories our civilization has already discovered. Strange numerical sets, like financial trends. Hello world protocols introducing us to the species and culture of the civilization that left the cache behind. Or, when we are extremely, profoundly, cosmically lucky, a new piece of technology. An answer. Something groundbreaking that changes our worlds. I would spacewalk without a cable for a find like that. I would leap from this ship into orbit in nothing but a shock suit for the kind of find that led our civilization to the understanding of jump space, which is the only reason I'm even here. 7 months and a couple of million light years of travel from our home systems. Don't get me wrong, it's not for the fame. It's for my people, and what could become of us if we don't find the answers we're looking for. But I don't think another scan of this broken cache is going to reveal any universe-changing secrets. I slip on my favorite fleece vest, dark red and cozy, and some slippers. Boring, wouldn't miss them if they voided. "Let's go see if Kieran's picked anything up," I say, and Pumpkin descends from his perch to follow. My cabin door opens at a gentle touch, letting in distant poppy music and a gust of hot air. Kieran likes it warm. Must be the other half of what makes us half-siblings, because I prefer all cold, all the time. Pumpkin agrees with me, majestic orange fur drooping with the heat wave. Space is pretty icy, so we went out most of the time. Kieran can have the shared spaces and cockpit. Pumpkin trails me through the short hall. We pass Kieran's room and the toilet, and then we're in what's officially called the comms on most spacefaring vessels our size. Unofficially, we call it the Den, much homier. It's the largest open area on the ship, a big dome-shaped center that leads to everything else. The cabins, the cockpit, the kitchen, storage, medical, and the suit-up area before the airlock and the exit. There's a hollow projecting table surrounded by cozy benches in the center of the dome. It's where we could receive in-person, okay, holographic person messages from the archivists, if they ever contacted low-level archaeologists like us directly. Since we don't get those, and since I prefer to do archival work on my personal computer, we use the table for other purposes, video games, mostly, and movies. These are not official uses.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?